This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for May 20th of 2013.
The following is a paid political announcement by the Republican and Democratic parties. Compassionate. Tough. Curious. These are all words Ralph Wiggum doesn't know. But he doesn't need to know them. He lives them every day.
I'm voting Ralph for president. His easy smile makes me think everything is okay, even when I know it ain't.
I'm voting for Ralph, too, but don't tell you know who.
On November 4th, vote for the latest in a long line of great American leaders.
I want a tricycle, and a dog who won't chew my Hot Wheels, and a brighter future for America. I'm Ralph Wiggum, and I've been a good boy.
Play the music. We don't do that, do we?
No. I don't have... Oh, that would be hilarious.
What kind of horse and pony show is this?
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Gaming Outsiders podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows, I'm JC Meadows on the message boards.
Hey everyone, I'm Eric, I'm Cube00 on the message boards.
Nathaniel, I'm Polygon Wizard.
And we also have with us a special guest this week, Alex Brenniger. He's Beardo is Legend on Twitter. He's a friend of mine, used to work at GameStop with me. How's it going, Alex?
Doing pretty good over here.
Good.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Talking that 1940 style. So,
of all course. Right.
But yeah, we were going to, everybody's either been on vacation or working the past couple weekends, so we were going to try to get a show last week of just me and Alex, but it just never worked out with schedules and stuff. So I thought, what the hey, have him on this week since we kind of was going to try to do something last week, so a little consolation prize, I guess, whatever you want to say. But,
or you just feel sorry for me.
You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, you know.
Of course.
With our voice, anyway. You know, we talk back and forth in text message all the time, but so
like every grown man?
Uh-huh, exactly. Yep. Like everybody in the 21st century, we don't actually talk, we use texting. Even while we're driving. Oh,
like
right.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. Just like you're supposed to. So, but anyway, we'll start the show off like we always do. Who wants to go first and tell us what you've been playing? I don't know, Eric. You probably haven't been playing too much since you've been in Hawaii for about the past week, right?
Yeah, I've been playing a few things, though. I'll go.
Right, okay.
All right. Well, while I was gone, I got Metro Last Light for review. It showed up at my house. Thanks, Deep Silver. They sent me two copies, one on Steam and one on PS3.
Oh, nice.
Just in case that PC can't handle it, but looks like my computer can handle it. I got Injustice as well, played that a little bit. I like it. It's fun. It's like Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get to...
The story was really good on it, I thought.
Yeah, I could have done without Batman, Batgirl, and Nightwing. I would have gone with Batman and then maybe tossed a couple of their characters in there. They do a pretty good job with the roster. I'm sure they'll crank out more DLC with tons of other people.
Lobo, I think, just came out as the update in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I've been looking at this. People have been selling the bonus skins for whatever version they bought, like from GameStop.
Yeah.
And they've been selling them for like $15 to $20 a piece some places. Mm-hmm. I was like, really?
Here's the one thing. The Red Sun DLC pack is going to be available for free Tuesday. So don't buy it.
Excellent.
Who'd have thunk it?
So, nice. So, I mean, Superman will have a new skin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
He'll look like a Russian.
No, it's a lot of fun. I'm really liking it. I was able to pick up and play Mortal Kombat, no problem. So same thing with this game, pick up and play.
Right.
Probably suck it online, but the Star Labs, the Challenge Tower stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a
also,
ton of that.
Anything else? I got Sonic Generations in, haven't played it yet. I got Lego Lord of the Rings in, haven't played it. I did get picked up Deus Ex Human Revolution like a week ago, and I finally started playing that. That's cool. The game's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Before I had that on live, it is a great game.
Did you get it on PlayStation 3?
Oh yeah, I think I got it from one of the trading sites for next to nothing.
Yeah,
since it's a couple years old.
Yeah, I mean awesome. You can get it pretty cheap now. It is good. I bought it. It was on sale.
Yeah, my brother got it. My brother got a copy for PC for like $5 on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think it was the deal of the day on Steam the other day, or maybe it was today. I don't remember which one of them. I don't know. Game. Yeah, it is. It's real good.
Have any of you that played it? Have any of you played the DLC? Should I get it? The Missing Link.
I
hope it's good, but have not played it.
I have it, but I haven't played it.
It's cheap. It's like $3 for PC, mm-hmm. like $20 for PS3. Crap.
Well, there's going to be, and that's on down in the news, but there's going to be a big PSN sale this week. I don't know what's going to be on, but that's what they said. That's what they said on the official PlayStation blogcast this week, that there was going to be, as they called it, a buttload of stuff on sale. So...
I mean, there's going to be, and there's game, and you know, we can talk about this more about how backlog and summer coming and whatnot. Mm. I think I need to purge things again.
Yeah. Well, I keep adding to it because I.
You'll never have fine time.
I know. Well, let's
you just
see.
Need to retire young.
Oh, I wish I could. That would be awesome because I, let's see, I finished. I don't remember what the last thing was we talked about that I was playing. I did Injustice, I got that. I ended up doing a game share for the Metro game to try it out.
On PlayStation
3, yeah. So I did a game. There was a couple guys on CAG that was doing a game share, so it was like $12. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I thought, well, what the heck, $12 for a brand new game.
Yeah, I really wish that Sony had not done away with, like, because you used to be able to game share, what, up to 10?
Five.
Yeah, five.
Now you get two, right? Two or three?
Yep. Now you get two. Yeah.
I think I have
He's
two.
Not happy with that.
I know I have two on mine, and I have two on my UK account, which is going to change because I'm eventually going to fix. I think that's going to be my summer project, is I'm going to take this 60 gig PlayStation 3, and I'm actually going to try to fix it myself for a change.
And then you're going to sell it.
I don't know. I may. I might keep it and just use it as my PS2. You know, why not? But I was trying to think, what else have I... I've been playing Soul Sacrifice on the Vita. Nice. That game is really good. Very strange, but very fun to play. And believe it or not, I've been playing Eat Lead, The Return of Mad Hazard.
That's a game... I never played that. That was a game that like, pokes fun at itself,
mm-hmm.
right?
It really does. It's Will Arnett is Mad Hazard, and... Neil Patrick Harris is the supervillain in the game.
And that game was nothing special, but it was so much fun to play through, though. It's, oh, man. Well, it was like Duke Nukem, but actually funny.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And if they would have just took a little more time and polished that game up, it would have been a lot better than what it was.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I was at GameStop the other day. I think I picked it up for like $5, and I picked up Dark Void for the PlayStation 3 for like $2.50.
That game is not pleasant.
Isn't? I don't know. It was just $2. So I thought, man, what the heck? You know, how bad could it be for $2?
you take a chance for $2.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I got Meg for 99 cents.
Yeah,
but even
don't count Dark Void out.
Yeah, well, you know,
jetpack.
And it's got Nolan North as the voice. So, I mean, you know, it may be tolerable.
Nolan North is in another video
game. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Hard to believe. My God, that's just crazy. What's up with? Oh,
it does have pretty good music though.
Does it?
Bear McCreary did it, and he's the guy who's the composer on like Battlestar Galactica, a few other TV shows that I like that have good music.
I didn't realize that.
I always saw that game when I tried it out a little bit. I was like, oh, it's a kind of a futuristic looking version of The Rocketeer. I love that movie.
That's what
and
I thought.
Like, yep. Yeah, and then I felt like, wow, I didn't know being The Rocketeer was so terrible, and immediately took it to work.
$2. Yeah, what the heck. I don't think I've been playing anything else. Nope, can't think of anything. Just a lot of Soul Sacrifice on the Vita. It's really good. It's not. I wouldn't say it's worthy to go buy a Vita, but if you own a Vita, you definitely should buy that game. I'll say that. But so, Nathaniel, what have you been playing?
No Vita here.
Yeah, you got to get a Vita, especially before PS4 comes out.
I know.
I've been working a lot. I've been doing, like, for about a month and a half there, I had a freelance project I was doing in all my spare time, so I didn't have much time for games. But now I've got that finished. I've had a little bit more time. I finally finished Walking Dead.
Oh, did you?
Yay.
Did you like it?
Played the last two episodes of that. Yeah, I really liked it.
Just in time.
And I can't wait for them to do another one, because... Yeah. You know they're going to. In fact, they've said they have are going to, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm just curious of what they'll do with it.
I don't know. And then what's
I wonder if they'll have any of the same characters show up, or if they'll just do completely a whole new cast of characters.
I don't know. Well, they may go on maybe with... Well, I won't say, because I don't want to give away the ending. So
yeah, I mean, because you get... Yeah, the ending is definitely something you don't want to spoil, like how they do that. But there are characters who could show up, but they wouldn't have to either.
Right.
And so they could bring someone back, or they could bring no one back, or just one or two.
Maybe they'll explore that one little side story that got left out of season one. It was can't remember his name for the life of me, but he was the soldier that was dead in the tank in the first or second episode when Rick climbed into it. And that was supposed to be like a whole side story that was expanded, so that might be something neat that they could
for the game.
That. Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that. When's the new one coming out? Is it coming out this fall?
Probably. I don't know. I hadn't looked into it.
I don't remember.
You want to go play it? You want to go? You talk about how the crappy Walking Dead game. You talked about that a few shows ago. Didn't you rent that?
No, I didn't.
Plus, nah. Somebody else I know. They rented it and they played it for like a few hours and took it back to Redbox and said, I just can't.
No. Nah.
Then you know a game's bad. When it's
That was a Star Trek. That was me with Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
I played the whole thing. I beat it. It was like
was it an easy platinum?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't an easy platinum because I didn't go back and do everything that you needed to do for the platinum because it was just too darn frustrating. But I did play the whole game.
Yeah.
Sad,
I think on the Walking Dead, my favorite was probably episode 4 out of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Episode 5 was really good too, just because, you know, it's the conclusion, so it's got some crazy stuff in there. But the fourth one, the plot line in the fourth episode was really cool, and then like the couple of side characters that show up only in that episode, I really, really liked.
Right, yeah, I did too. I agree with you there. I think the fourth one was probably the best. And I'll buy it again when it comes out on the Vita and play it again.
So, other than Walking Dead, I've been playing Minecraft. Of course.
Of course.
Because when I wasn't able to play it for a long time, I just like, I gotta play Minecraft.
You made any
having withdrawals.
You made any new videos lately? I haven't been keeping up on it.
I have made a couple new videos.
I have to check them out.
I've been building on my single player world. I've been working on the basement in the house. So it's got a cool lounge is what I made in my last episode.
That's
got
cool.
A pool table and a bar downstairs.
Nice. Sounds like a nice place to visit.
Yeah, I moved my jukebox that I had down from the bedroom down into the lounge too, so you could have music.
That's awesome. Well, Alex, what have you been playing other than Sonic games?
Actually, not a lot of those, believe it or not.
Okay, my bad.
I picked up Injustice. It was really fun, really solid. Kind of really, like, you know, like he was saying before, it's a lot like Mortal Kombat, I do appreciate the environment being an actual weapon in the game. That's really cool. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
All the different, like, tiers that they add to each level. So that was really neat. As far as I played through the story, and it was really good, but I also just got done watching the DC animated film Crisis on Two Earths.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And then I remember playing through the story going, man, I have seen this so many times in the DC universe, but it was still really cool. And huge nerd for Green Arrow, so I had to. No, of course I had to buy the game. So finally putting him in a game, but that was good.
Also,
fair enough. But I've also been going through my back catalog. Like I'm just like pretty much everybody else. I'll see a game go on sale on Xbox Live, like. Good looking game on demand for like, you know, $10. So I'll be like, well, of course I'll buy that for $10. And, you know, it started out with me owning a couple, and now I have like 67 games I haven't played. Mm-hmm. So trying to go back and play through stuff like, played a little bit of Just Cause 2, you know, for mind numbing fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
And it's pretty fun.
That game's awesome.
I have it on PC. It's pretty good. I like it.
The other one. A while back, I'm finally playing through it again. I picked up the first Transformers War for Cybertron. That was $10. Couldn't pass that up, so I've been playing through that.
I still haven't played the second one yet. I need to play
it's second. So good. So good. No. And actually, just today, because they dropped the price for it on demand, I picked up WWE All-Stars, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And actually, it's worth $20. I will say that. But yeah, just been playing pretty much everything they put up on demand that piques my interest. I'll end up downloading it. So
that's cool.
All-Stars makes me feel like I'm playing with a bunch of little action figures. That's pretty much what it is very exaggerated versions of wrestlers doing ridiculous moves.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny though.
I have not played that one. The last wrestling game I played was must not have been enough for me to even remember, because I cannot even remember what it was.
Do you remember that
the N64?
Mm. No, it was actually on the PlayStation. It was on the Xbox. I just don't remember which one it was.
What was that? All-Stars reminded me a lot of Royal Rumble for the Dreamcast. That was like that arcadey game.
Yeah, I loved that game.
This one is literally it's a fighting game. You can do juggles and combos and stuff like that. So I think that's why I'm having a lot more fun with it.
Yeah, see, that was cool. I liked that game on the Dreamcast. I thought that was pretty cool. I always liked that one real well.
And of course, still playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 all these years later.
Mm. That's still a good game.
Oh, still so good, and nobody wants to play it with me anymore.
Yeah, I won't play it with you anyway, because every time I have, I usually get my butt handed to me, because I can't play those fighting games like that anymore. So, but I'm getting too old for the fighting games to do too much. You know, uppercut, a throw here and there, maybe something to pull somebody, but none of these crazy 15 hit combo things. I can't do them anymore. I can't do them. My fingers just won't allow it. So
you're getting old.
I know.
More rusty.
Well,
man, step up the game, old man.
Probably a little bit rusty. Probably more than anything.
I can't. I gotta. Yeah, me too. It's like I go play Mortal Kombat 2. It's an example. I go. Mm-hmm. I've tried to pull off a fatality at the end, and I'm like, I just can't do it. I'm not quick enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a pause between each button press? That might be good.
Yeah.
That's what's really hard for a lot of those fighting games, is you don't know like what's the nice little frame window to do, you know, that they expect you to do these combos in. But I guess it just clicked when I picked up MVC3, because I played through all of the trials and got the achievement for completing all of them, and then I realized how much time I could have spent outside.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. That's what'll make you depressed if you're on Raptor and it tracks your tracks the time you play. You're like, that was sad. That was 10 hours of my life I'll never get back.
That's what's gonna happen when I buy Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm.
So I'm gonna be locked into that game.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's better than 4. Hope it's better than 4.
What? 4 was a fine game. 4 was fine.
I got bored.
4 was boring.
I got bored.
I finished it. It took me 40 hours, but I finished it.
Oh, my God.
That's dedication right there.
All right, that's something.
I can't. I'd like a tracking number of since you actually beat that game, I would like to have an actual statistic of how many times Roman asked you to go bowling.
Yes. eventually, I just ignored the date stuff. And just
right. I ignored him after 20 minutes.
The best part, I think, actually, speaking of GTA, GTA 4, actually, the episodes from Liberty City, I really like those. Yeah. And then I saw they added trophy support to Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm like, I'm not going to go back and play.
Yeah.
But the expansions were good. I felt they were like a short little chunk. They're well worth it.
I have them on my Steam account. I have not, of course, not played them yet, but I have them. And it's like, Steam sale for like $5 or something. I thought, well, I'll try them out, and I've just never went and tried them, because I keep going, I hated Grand Theft Auto 4 so much.
What he thinks about playing it. He's like, well, maybe.
And then I sit down and I start to play it, and I'm like, I'm bored.
Did you say it in a Bane voice?
No, I can't.
And then you go play Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. A much, 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 much better game.
That's true. I love Red Dead.
These are facts, and you can't dispute facts.
All right, we got a ton of news to go over because where we have not been around in so long. I mean, it's been almost a month, so I didn't dig back that far for news stories. But just in the past couple of weeks, we got some numbers from different companies have come out. Take-Two has released a lot of their sales numbers on like Borderlands 2, and it looks like for their fiscal year, they've had a pretty good year. Let's see, 6 million copies of Borderlands 2 have been shipped to retailers. Now, that's not how many has been sold, that's just how many shipped, but still, that is a lot of copies of a game. 4 million copies of Max Payne.
That's not too shabby.
No. Let's see. What else? Borderlands 2, NBA K, Bioshock Infinite sold quite a bit. I got the sales numbers on those. Hang on. Let me pull that up. Because I was surprised to see 3.7 million copies of Bioshock have been shipped since release date. And that was as of the 13th. So that's a lot of copies of... Oh, I hear... Is that a dog? What the heck is that? I got an ad coming up on mine. Hang on a second. Mute. Okay, sorry about that. I don't know where that little ad came from. I kept hearing a dog barking. So, anyway, so Bioshock ships 3.7 million. XCOM sold well. So, I mean, and there's a sequel. Well, I don't think it's really a sequel that's coming out for XCOM.
It's the other XCOM.
Yeah, the other XCOM game. I forget what they're called. The Bureau.
Is that the one that's going to be like the FPS?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the one that looks like a first-person shooter.
You bought my copy of XCOM. Did you finish it?
No.
You need to play it. You're going to get addicted. You're going to start playing it and you won't be able to put it down.
That's why I haven't picked it up, because I'm afraid I won't stop playing it. And I know Last of Us is coming out next month, so I'm trying to...
Oh, yeah, I pre-ordered that.
Yeah, I did too.
Maybe I should try getting a copy for review and just canceling my pre-order from GameStop. Yeah. Take that, GameStop.
I had to have the collector's edition of it, because I had to have that...
Of course you did.
Well, I had to have
what
that
comes in, what comes with it?
It's like a comic book, a hardbound comic book, or no, issue one of the comic book, a hardbound mm-hmm. art cover, full-size art book, some DLC. I forget what else there was with it. Something else. Steelbook.
You know what they should put in there? It's like a brick or something like that.
A brick.
Just because.
So you can throw it at your TV when you get frustrated.
Well, it is almost like an end-of-the-world game, so, you know, it could be like, here's a brick from the end of the world.
Well, I just remember in some of the gameplay, you know, footage when they were doing demos of it, like, you can use a brick and mm-hmm. use that as a weapon.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, when they first showed the footage of PAX last year, that was the first footage I saw. I was like, oh, kind of like an action-adventure game. But now, mm-hmm. after reading more stuff and seeing, like, another trailer, I was like, oh, it's kind of survival horror-like.
It is. It's like a...
It'd be cool if there was co-op. I would have...
It's more like a... survival horror, sneaking around, you know, because you know mm-hmm. sometimes you can't attack them straight ahead. You gotta like throw things to distract them and move around behind them and things like that. I was watching Sony had a live demo thing Wednesday night. I caught a few minutes of it before I went to bed, and it looks really good. It looks really cool. It looks very hard. In places,
I'm kind of appreciating that from that game too. A lot is I really want to try it out, and I'm seeing that it is kind of survival horror, and I actually appreciate that they're, you know, making you pick up random objects in the environment, like you were saying before, like, hey, a brick, instead of just being like every other conventional game in that genre and be like, oh, there's all these monsters here. Hey, look, a conveniently placed gun that somebody abandoned mm-hmm. here. Oh, and it's full.
Not just any gun. It's a mini gun.
Yeah. And that was one of the things with the game. They were very talking about, you know, ammunition will be very... hard to find, med kits will be very hard to find, and you gotta pick up things to make different things and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like your straightforward run and gun type of game.
I think
so.
A little bit thinking.
Yeah, I think so too. But getting back to Take-Two, looks like they have earned $1.2 billion in revenue so far this year. That's pretty crazy. And we're not even, 5 months into 2013? So.
They're doing good.
Yeah, they're doing good. And then with, like you said, Grand Theft Auto coming out this.
I guarantee that game is going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna, and it's coming out in September, right?
Yeah, it's this fall, mm-hmm. September, good October, or something like that.
Season.
Yeah, so it'd be a good filler, filler game, and it may before the.
I ain't playing it not until maybe when it comes cheap. I'm just not a huge GTA fan, and the GTA 4 I didn't like. So that's why I'm kind of like, well, it looks pretty in the trailers, mm-hmm. but they always do, because
the only other games that are worth mentioning that are coming out in September, Wonderful 100, that was pretty cool. I played that at PAX on Wii U. That was cool. Might and Magic 10, maybe?
Probably.
If you like FIFA, that's coming out in September.
Yeah, FIFA.
Nothing else, really.
Yeah, I'm waiting until October for my big game.
Yep, Assassin's Creed.
No. Is anybody, Battlefield 4.
Oh, Battlefield.
Is anybody interested in Dragon's Crown?
What was that?
Dragon's Crown? Has anybody seen anything on that game yet?
Very little.
It's like a brawler.
Mm-hmm.
Looks kind of cool.
It does.
With inappropriateness.
Yes, very big things on assets on ladies. Yeah, you're right.
Got some co-op
action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoes, big shoes. Big is shoes. That what you're talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
I greatly prefer games where women wear big shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you have any information about that game, my Twitter handle is
large shoes.
Large shoes lover at Twitter. but no, yeah, I forgot. You know, Battlefield's coming out. Gran Turismo 6, Batman. Yeah, there's a lot coming out this fall. So.
Call of Duty, Watch Dogs, Wasteland 2. That's going to be good, too.
And plus,
actually,
something about
I backed the Kickstarter for Wasteland 2. So.
Oh, did you? That's cool.
I should get a copy for free. Probably not ever going to play it, but oh, well. I think it was like $10 and you got a copy. I was like, okay.
Hell, yeah. That's good. That's real good. Who else? Who else made some money so far this year?
Everyone.
Let's see.
Actually, better yet, who didn't make money?
Well, that's the truth. Ubisoft came out and said they have shipped physical copies and digital. They've sold over 12.5 million copies of Assassin's Creed 3.
Wow.
That is insane. Yeah, that is a few. And they're
though that game probably costs an arm and a leg to make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and they're also saying that they're not expecting to sell that many of Black Flag. So they don't have their hopes that high that it's going to be that.
That's because it's an off game. Right. You know, it's not like a big main game, despite trying to put a 4 on it.
Yeah.
It should be a 3.
Exactly.
I must be a bad gamer, because I still have my sealed copy of Assassin's Creed 3 on my shelf.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I don't think I'm going to ever get to play it.
You need to play it. I mean, just don't do the side stuff. Just run through the story, at least to play the story. It's satisfying enough just doing that.
Well, don't say don't do the side stuff. Do
the boat
important
missions.
Side stuff, right. Like the homestead and the boat missions.
Right. But I mean,
the go collect 15 of whatever, you can skip those.
Yeah. But I liked it. It was one of my favorite games that, you know, came out last year. So
yeah.
I liked it a lot.
The main story was really good, but the homestead stuff was my favorite stuff out of that game.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff to do with the homestead stuff. There really was. And, you know, the sad thing is I've got all the George Washington Betrayal of King Washington stuff, and I still haven't played it yet. I need to go back and play that. I can't tell you the last time, though, I've turned my Xbox on. I've been stuck on the PlayStation 3.
Were you having issues with your Xbox?
I was, and then they did an update, and it fixed it, and I still never went back and started playing the stuff again. I've been stuck on my PlayStation 3, and I think it's because of the Vita. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's the trouble, is my Vita. You know, I love those cross-buy games. Yeah. There's the one Dragon Fantasy that came out. If you like old school 16-bit or 8-bit role-playing games, pick it up. It's super cheap. I think it's like $10 or something like that. It is a really cool game if you like those kind of old school games. It's not long like the old Final Fantasy games, but it's still worth a good playthrough. Very fun to play. Speaking of cheap games, Tryon announced this week that Rift is finally going free to play. I guess that is one of the last things. That's one of the last pay for monthly fee games, other than WoW and EVE Online. I don't know. WoW lost another almost 2 million people this quarter. So
what?
Yeah, they're down to about 8. I think it was 8.3 was what I saw. Or 7.3, something like that. So, Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me here in the next year and a half, they go free-to-play too. But, yeah, the free-to-play Rift launches June 12th, and that includes the expansion and everything, so you don't have to buy the expansion, just download it and log in and go. And it's an okay game. If you like the World of Warcraft style, it's very World of Warcrafty, but it was still fun to play. I played it when it first came out for a couple months. I kind of lost interest. It got kind of grindy, as all of them do. But it's still pretty cool. And then turned around 4 or 5 days after they announced it going free to play, and they lay off a bunch of people.
That sucks.
They haven't.
Good job.
Like, hey, yeah, we're gonna lose money, so we're gonna take care of stuff.
Yeah. Well, and there's been a lot of conflicting reports going around. Some sites are saying they've laid off as many as 80% of their workforce. Which I don't know how true that is, because you have Defiance and
yeah, it's like who's left if they did 80%? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Exactly. Well, you got like one customer really support person.
And they're really trimming the fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they were doing it by 80%, like, oh, sorry, we're not supporting any of our games anymore.
Well, I would think, yeah.
You couldn't with that many. Mm-hmm. There'd be no one left to do it.
Exactly. And, you know, that sucks, because Defiance had actually, come out not too long ago, a month ago, and the numbers were actually pretty good for it. They'd had over... In 3 weeks, they had like a million registered players. And
yeah, I've got a bunch of friends who are playing it, and they're really liking it.
I have it, and I have played it a little bit, but it's one of those games that it's still an MMO, so you got to dedicate a little bit of time to it, and I just haven't had the time to dedicate to it. But what little bit of it I've played, it's pretty good. I would, if I didn't have another MMO to play or any other games to play, I would definitely play it more often, but... It's too bad. I hate to see that, because it seemed like Rift was doing so well there. I mean, it's been several years that game's been out, and for it to still be going strong and just all of a sudden go to free to play. But if it's like all the other games that are going free to play, they'll make more money free to play than they ever did having a subscription. So, Star Wars Old Republic, I think they're up. Yeah. They're making two or three times what they were making a month. With a paid subscription, so it's crazy. It's just funny to me how people won't pay $15 a month to play, but they'll spend more money when it's free to play to buy crap in the game. It just doesn't make sense.
Gotta buy our hats.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves hats.
Or mounts, or some kind of armor, or something like that. Something crazy. But it's interesting.
Makes me wonder why a lot of these games don't just start out free to play in the first place.
Well, that's like the Marvel Heroes game. Mm-hmm. It's on Steam and it's free to play. It's still closed beta, but I've been playing it a couple nights, every week, and that game is fantastic. It's online. It's Diablo style gameplay, but you don't have to play with people if you don't want to. But it's kind of like Marvel Ultimate Alliance. It's a really good game, and it's free to play. If you want to play as Iron Man, you have to buy Iron Man. But shoot, if I don't want to play as Iron Man, I don't have to. So
if I don't want to play as Iron Man, I don't have to.
Yeah, nobody make me play Iron Man. If I don't want to play as Iron Man, maybe I want to play as what's his name, Deadpool, or whatever.
John, I think we all know you want to play Squirrel Girl, so just go ahead.
Squirrel Girl. I don't even know who the heck that is.
No, John wants to play as the West Coast Avengers.
Said nobody ever.
Well, let's see. What else we got going on? I kind of put this one in here for you, Eric, because I pre-ordered my copy of it yesterday. The Madden 25th Anniversary Edition was announced, and even though I was not going to buy the Anniversary Edition, but
broke down.
I did, because it includes a one-year free pass to NFL Sunday Ticket.
Nice. Sounds good enough for me.
Pretty much. Yep. That's a $400 value for $100. So, if you have DirecTV, the voucher will just count. You can watch it on TV. You can watch it on a mobile device. If you don't have DirecTV, apparently it will give you access to watch the games
online
or on your tablet or whatever like that. So
you can get, my buddy said, or my brother said that, I think, is it maybe it's NCAA football this year? If you buy a year's a year's subscription to Sports Illustrated, you get it for free.
Yeah, they usually do that every year.
That's not that bad of a deal because it's actually
not cheaper at all.
Buying the game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Because sometimes you can get subscriptions for.
Does it include the swimsuit edition? That's all I care about.
Yeah, they've actually done that for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. That's how a buddy of mine always buys it. He just his Sports Illustrated subscription renews like, around that time. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting too. I don't know if they've done this before, but it's the second year in a row that the same team, like a player from the same team, has been on the cover of Madden 2.
Yeah, who's on the cover of the show?
Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. Barry
Sanders. So two Detroit Lions in a row. Who'd have thunk that would ever happen?
That's true. That's true.
That's very true.
But yeah, at least we don't have to worry about. You know, the curse of the cover this year because Barry Sanders is retired. So, but yeah. Oh, Lord.
I think the Lions are cursed enough.
Pretty much. I mean, it's bad enough they're in Detroit as it is. Oh.
Snap.
I'm very sorry. I can't believe I said that. Oh, well. That's okay. Speaking of sports, did you see where New Orleans, the Hornets, have changed their name to the Pelicans?
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that not the stupidest? I don't know. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, they sound terrifying to me. Who are we playing tonight? The Pelicans. Ooh, watch out. They're going to peck you to death. I mean, golly.
I don't even have an opinion on it yet. I can't stop laughing when I hear it.
It's just so stupid. That's like, oh my gosh.
Forget that. They should be like the manatees or some other random animal.
Mm-hmm.
Manatees.
The fluffy bunnies. The
fluffy bunnies.
The koalas.
I don't know what their team colors are, but I don't want to try to guess and offend somebody.
Oh, definitely white and orange.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, do like hot pink and orange. Just blind the other team.
No.
I can't look straight at it. It makes me cross-eyed.
Yeah, and that's what it
looks.
Why does it look 3D and I don't have 3D glasses on?
all right. That's what she said.
Okay. He had to get that in. All right. And speaking of EA, they announced this week that they were not going to be working on any new games for the Wii U. Anybody surprised?
Now, this sounds like a good topic to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, let's see. System hasn't sold well yet. Still lagging behind.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Nintendo announces one AAA title for this fall, I don't know. They need third party support desperately.
Yeah.
They need first party support. Like they just threw the Wii U out there, and there's like nothing for it.
Well, you're right about that.
Like, they have the first launch bit, and then nothing.
Yeah.
That's true, though. He's right. I mean, when was the last time, since launch, other than Monster Hunter, which is a third-party game, there has been no other game, brand new, I don't think, that's come out for that system that hasn't already been on another system for the past year and a half.
That's the thing. I don't want to play Arkham City again. Mm-hmm. I don't want... Deus Ex, it's coming out. Everybody who's played Deus Ex Human Revolution has probably played it on 360 PC or PS4.
And who's going to pay $50 for it when I can go down the street and buy it used at GameStop for PlayStation 3 for $5 with better graphics?
Mm-hmm.
Used.
What? It's $5?
Mm-hmm. It's $5 used at GameStop.
Their big first-party game was New Super Mario Bros. Me, and that was basically just like, hey, you remember this game on the Wii? Well, now you can be your me in it.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I want one. I think about that. The good thing is... With the Wii U, even though there isn't a lot of games right now, a lot of the Wii games are dropping a lot in price. Mm-hmm. So there, you know, backwards compatibility, something to think about. And the virtual console's coming along. But you're right, yeah. The other things, they really need to step it up.
Well,
and you can't even buy a second gamepad.
Virtual console that you have to buy things again, even if you had them on the Wii? Yeah.
For 30 cents, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's pretty bad when one of EA's senior engineers comes out on Twitter and says the Wii U is crap.
I was going to say something else, but it's a family friendly.
Well, yeah, but might as well.
Truth hurts.
Yeah, I mean.
Nintendo thought they could do it again. They could not.
No. And, you know, you look at, like, the Dreamcast when EA said that they would not support the Dreamcast, and look what happened to it. But, I don't know. I don't know. It blows my mind. It just blows my mind with what Nintendo's doing. I don't understand it. it just doesn't make sense to me.
They thought they could be lazy and do a console with cheaper technology, mm-hmm. just like they did the last time, and get away mm-hmm. with it.
Yep. But
their idea of third-party support was basically just porting games that people have already played.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they would do a price drop of the system this Christmas, I might buy one. But it would have to be
$99.
It would have to be $200.
When I cut price, I cut price.
Man. But it'd have to be at least $199 or below, mm-hmm. maybe $150. Because the trouble is with the new 360 or whatever it's going to be called, the Infinity or whatever the heck it is, and the PlayStation 4 coming out this fall, and they're probably going to be $500 a piece. I don't care what anybody says. I had somebody look me in the face the other day and say, "Oh, there's no way that the PlayStation 4 would be $500." Really? Really? I don't.
Yeah, of course not. It's going to be $800.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said if
you know what the Xbox is going to be called, it'll be the Xbox Bro.
The Xbox Bro. Yo. There you go.
No, wait. The Xbox YOLO.
YOLO. Oh God.
Get out.
Oh snap.
But it was. The thing is there's going to be a way to get either the Xbox or the PlayStation 4 cheaper. I guarantee it. They're either going to do the 2-year commitment to Xbox Live and get $200 off the system, and Sony's probably going to do $200 off the system if you do a PlayStation Plus subscription. Somehow down the road, when the new system comes out, you will have to pay for online for the PlayStation 4. Yeah. They're going to have to. With all this streaming stuff and these game streaming and all this other stuff that they're promising, they're going to have to charge for it. So
yeah. But that competitive pricing model that Microsoft is probably going to do is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means you pay less up front.
Exactly.
And for a lot of people, that's more affordable.
Yeah, and I could do that. I could probably do both of them.
Yeah.
That way.
I mean, it's like phones.
Exactly.
They're going to go more like phone plans,
And I'm okay with that because, I'm going to go ahead and buy a subscription to Xbox Live anyway. I'm going to go ahead and buy a subscription to PlayStation Plus anyway. So why not go ahead and get my system a little cheaper and still do the same thing I was going to do anyway? But, and here's Nintendo standing over in the corner with their thumb in their mouth. Just watching time pass by, just watching everybody go.
In their mouth or in some
Well, place. I was trying to be PG.
In their ear.
There you go. Take whatever you want to rhyme with ear, and that's where they would, But anyway.
Well, I just think about how
Tear?
They're doing a great job with the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
They got games coming out left and mm-hmm. right. Yep. They have good downloadable
yep.
games. Things are priced right. How they mess it up with the Wii U.
I don't know.
Well, it just goes to show that if the Wii U doesn't do well, maybe Nintendo will just go, I'm sure they'll never go just handheld and third party.
No, but I've said that. I've said that for the past year that's what they need to do. Just go concentrate on that handheld, go third party, and forget the rest of it. But like you say, maybe this generation they might, or this, after this, but I doubt it. They've still got too much Wii money. Their mattresses are just stuffed with
them.
They'll at least try one more console
right.
before even thinking about throwing in the towel for that.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe it'll be cartridge based again.
Oh god.
Yes.
Oh man. Really reaching in that nostalgia catalog for that.
Have to blow in them to get them to work and everything.
Wow. Now you're rolling. I was thinking N64, but you're
I'm thinking
back to the
80s. I'm thinking way back.
as long as you have to actually open the tray to put it in.
Of course.
It's funny how
you have to.
It's funny how, speaking of Nintendo, one of the reasons they stuck with cartridges with the N64 is because it was harder to pirate and they could charge people, developers more.
Yep.
But if you think about the DS and Game Boy Advance, there are thousands of pirated cartridges on eBay. Yeah. I go to buy like any of the Pokemon games, and you have to be very, very careful
mm-hmm.
because it looks legitimate, everything looks good, and then you realize after you get the game that Nintendo is spelled wrong on the back of the card.
Right.
Nintendo spelled with an M.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, speaking of EA, one last thing from them. They are getting rid of online passes Thank God.
Oh, I thought we were going to do something exciting. Like no.
Something about this tells me they were getting rid of them for some other random whatever reason, not because, oh, gamers didn't like them, so we're going to get rid of them. No, they're just trying to, like, spin it so that they seem like the good guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with Dead Space not selling so well, Crysis didn't sell real well, you know, and they all had online passes. You know, maybe that played into something with it. Maybe, you know,
Crysis didn't sell well because it didn't look very good on the consoles.
No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah. But I don't know. This was a stupid thing anyway. It made no difference to me whatsoever if it had an online pass or not. If I wanted to buy it used, I was going to buy it used. If I wanted to play it online, mm-hmm. I would pay the extra to play it online. I mean,
which is why it almost surprises me that they're getting rid of it, because they still made money off of that. Mm-hmm. It was the whole point. So they don't care if gamers like it or dislike it if they're making money with it.
That's true. I don't know.
They'd keep doing it.
It's true, but I don't know why they stopped. There's nothing. Nothing. They just came out and said they're discontinuing it. They didn't say why.
They have nukes under every GameStop.
It could be.
So they know all used games, they have something to blow them all up so that they no longer matter.
I do believe GameStop is the Russian villain of the game.
Hello.
Oh, man.
EA has ninjas that will go out, and anyone who buys a game will get assassinated.
But I guess the real question is do you think everybody else will follow suit? Ubisoft and Sony? I mean, they're much the only other ones that do the online passes. Microsoft never hopped on that bandwagon, so. Which I don't know why they would. They charge to play online anyway, so what good would an online pass do them anyhow? But, you know.
Maybe. Mm. I mean, who knows?
It's weird. It doesn't make sense, you know, because it's been, what, just a little over. Has it been a year since they started doing the online passes? 2 years, maybe?
Probably about 2 years, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, closer to two.
Time just gets away from me. But, you know, it seems stupid to begin with, but whatever. Apparently, it must have not have deterred anybody, or they would have kept doing it, I would have thought. But who knows? I'm sure there's somebody crushing numbers somewhere in a little room in the corner of an office building. That's their job. But
crunch the numbers. How much can we rip people off for this year?
Not enough.
You're going to lose your job.
Yeah. And,
please do not beat me.
Well, and that's like, I don't know if you saw what I wrote for Goozer Nation the other day about EA and another way to do sports games, because they announced, a month ago that they announced a month ago that they have officially put PGA Tour 14 or 15 on hiatus for a year.
That means the last one is going to shoot up in value. Mm-hmm.
Well, you look at, you know, they did that with NBA 13.
So was that PGA Tour 13 was the last one?
No, the 14 that just came out is the last one. It's always the newest one, technically, in the sports series. So it's 14, if that makes sense. But, you know, so they're going to put it off a year. Why not, this console generation was so long in the tooth anyway, and the next one will probably be long in the tooth too. Why not just put out new sports games every 2 or 3 years and put the online pass in there and say, you know, this gives you a year to download the new rosters, any game updates, anything like that. And then the next year, instead of putting out a new game, you pay $30 for an online pass or $20 for an online pass, get your updated rosters, your updated graphics, if you want to add some kind of new spin technique or something like that, because they never update the graphics that much on those games anyway. So, why not do something like that?
There's your problem, though, is you're using logic.
Well, I know.
And, you know, that's just the thing, is if they realize, hey, for the past 15 years, people have been paying $60 for these games every single year, and it's not that big of an update.
Yeah, why in the world would we stop now?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's true.
Why would we stop now?
But, you know, Madden, even though it did sell a ton this year, it didn't sell as much this year as it did last year. So, I mean, that might say something.
I think the last Madden game I bought was, like, Madden 07. I just don't have enough interest.
Well, I bought this year's Madden because from what I had read, it felt enough like it would be better than my 2K5 that I had been playing for the past 6-7 years. It wasn't, as usual.
Nothing beats that game for me still. Yeah. But I had to I had to end up buying 13 because, what was it, they were doing the, like they do every year, the vote for the cover athlete. Right. And I was still working at GameStop at the time, and I was like, whatever, whatever. I will pre-order and buy the collector's edition of that game with the Detroit Lions on the cover, because I never buy Madden brand new. No, you know, that's just absolutely
right. Wait for the price to tank after.
Exactly. You know, wait a couple months. But I was like, oh, I'm never going to have to buy this. There's no way a Lion's going to be on the cover. And then, sure enough, I had to go shell out $80. Yep. And
well, and the only reason I'm going to buy the collector's edition of Madden this year is because I'm going to buy NFL Sunday Ticket anyway. So if I'm going to spend $60 a month for 5 months to pay for NFL Sunday Ticket, why don't I just go ahead and buy $100 with Madden and get my Sunday Ticket for free? I mean, that just makes more sense to me.
Exactly.
But, yeah, whatever. There I go using logic again. What the crap?
Can't do that anymore.
No, I can't. I'm not smart enough to do that. let's see. Sony announced that Gran Turismo 6 is finally coming out, and coming out on the PlayStation 3, not on the PlayStation 4.
And the crowds go wild.
Yeah.
Speaking of not updating things, this whole article reads to me like they're saying, yeah, really, guys, it's new. Wink, wink. Yes, really.
But it may.
It's not Gran Turismo 5, we swear.
Yeah, it's not. It's just, it only, you know, it'll have all the tracks and cars from the Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
No. I don't think
it's that roster brand update tracks, you
but by far finally, it's like all the old stuff again.
Well, we'll see. I just,
that's all right. It doesn't bug me because Gran Turismo is just not my game anyway. But
you know, on the PlayStation like, 1 and the PlayStation 2, it was my game, and then finally on 360, they brought out a little game called Forza, which just absolutely throttled Gran Turismo in every way, shape, and form. So, unless it's better than the last Forza that just came out, then I'm not interested in it anyway. So,
what?
Spoiler alert, it probably
not. Nintendo, they had their big announcements this week on their Nintendo Direct channel, which I don't have because I don't have a Wii U. So I didn't watch it, but I did.
Is that one of those weird internet things that pops up?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what it is. Don't have a clue.
You need to download an update.
Maybe. But anyway, they, they announced several new games coming out this fall for the Wii U. The Sonic Lost Worlds is coming out. It's exclusive to the Wii U. It's going to be exclusive. There's going to be three different games that are exclusive to the Wii U. This one's the first one. They also announced the Mario and Sonic at the Sochi. I don't know how to pronounce that name.
It's another party.
Yeah, it's another Winter Olympics game. Same thing as it was on the Wii. What else was there? There was a couple other games. There's a
I know the
Mario or the Luigi game instead of
now that's awesome.
Yeah, instead of Super Mario Brother or Super Mario whatever, it's Super Luigi.
Luigi.
Yeah, so that's different. And a new game called The Wonderful 101.
That's a good. That's
finally
a cool
coming
game.
Out.
Yeah, that was really cool at PAX, and I preferred whatever the old name was before. I like that. I forget what it's called before, but it's going to be a good game. Yeah. Might not be a system seller.
Well, though, I mean,
but definitely worth it if you have
Right.
Wii U.
And Pikmin 3. They're still talking about it. But other than that,
do you think that'll be a system seller?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, I like the Pikmin games on the GameCube. I liked them a lot. I never did play the one on the... Because there was one on the Wii, wasn't there?
They just re-released it.
Okay, it was just a port. Okay.
Nintendo's trying to make more
money. Gotcha.
I would say that the hardcore fans might... Like, the hardcore Nintendo fans might buy a Wii U for Pikmin 3, but...
I think anyone who enjoyed Pikmin enough already would have had a Wii U.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And that's... To backtrack a little, that's one sentence I never thought I'd hear out loud, that Sega and, well, Sonic is exclusive to Nintendo for the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's...
Never, ever thought I'd hear that, but I don't know if that's going to be a... That's not going to be a system mover, I don't think, but as far as third-party support, that's a solid character and series to have. Yeah,
but once again,
Sega... I disagree.
I think it is, cause just mainly, also because I'm a huge fanboy, but those... Oh, there's a lot of people who will buy those games, especially younger kids will just buy it.
That's true, but the thing is Sega's putting all their Sonic eggs in one basket in Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a way bad move. You know, they won't bring out Yakuza 5 over here. They won't bring it over.
The rotten eggs, who cares? Well, like, Sonic hasn't been good in years and years and years.
All right. I'm going to have you guys can finish the show
without by help. Name by now.
I got to leave. See, you hurt his feelings.
No, and now I'm just going to sit here and I'm not going to download your podcast. You're going to get a 1-star review, and yeah, it's going to be for the episode I'm in, but I don't care. And
Sonic All-Star Racing was not that bad. I mean, it was fun.
The third title that they tease bringing out is basically Mario Kart with Sonic characters. Right. Like, so Mario and Sonic in a kart racing game. So that'll probably be pretty decent.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
That'd be cool.
I mean, I just don't. It's not going to move systems. It's just not.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a little too late. Like, if they had this partnership when it first came out, it might be like more incentive, but not system right. moves at all.
Yeah. Once again, Sega.
Well, at this point, it's the Wii U is like nobody knows about it because they've done terrible marketing mm-hmm. on it. As far as nobody knew it was coming out, there's so many people who think it's just a controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And I just don't get Sega. What are you doing? What are you doing? You've got so many good brands under your belt that you could be doing so much more with, and you just constantly keep shoving Sonic and these weird games that nobody buys down everybody's throat.
Where's my Shenmue sequel?
I don't even care. At this point, I don't even care about a Shenmue sequel. I would just, if they would just put them out in HD on the freaking PSN and the Xbox Live store, I would be happy with that at this point.
That's free money right
there.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't bring over Yakuza 5. Oh, it just doesn't, Dead Souls just didn't sell well in America. Well, of course it didn't. It was a freaking zombie game. It was an offshoot of Yakuza.
No. It's Americans like zombies, so it should have sold well. It's just weird Japanese.
Exactly.
Game. Yeah.
With lots of backtracking.
Which I don't understand, too, because they're also bringing over that Project Cross Zone for the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually coming out over here, and that was one game I never thought would ever be brought over here.
I heard that it might be a Shenmue Kickstarter. That's what I heard. And if they did, I would probably contribute.
Oh, I know I would.
The third one, and both games, let's say digital download for either PC or PS3, 360.
Right. Well, and that's what, and it was actually Yu Suzuki said that. He said that he had considered doing a Shenmue 3 and doing it all Kickstarter.
Thing is, doesn't he have to get it from Sega though? They would have to
Either give up the license or take a cut of it or something. They would have to do something. But
Sega, it's a chance for you to do something good.
Exactly. That's what I say. Sega could do Atlas is a small company. And they put out games for the fanboys, the Shin Megami games, the one game that you were talking about at the beginning of the show. What was it called, Eric? The one that what's it called? Crap, I don't remember what it was that you guys were talking about. It's an Atlas game, the Odin Sphere, that game. And Atlas makes tons and tons of money. And they just bring out maybe two or three games a year, but they cater to those hardcore people. And if Sega would do that with their games that the hardcore people like, the Yakuzas, the Shenmues, the Jet Set Radios, and the games like that, they could make so much money.
I agree. They had that nice little spurt where they had that that partnership with Platinum Games for a little bit, but
yeah.
We were having problems with logic again.
Why keep bringing and shoveling crap out? They brought out those, what was it, the Iron Man games. They spent all that money to get movie license from Marvel, and they bring out these games, and they don't do well, and they're not good games. And
Iron Man was terrible. Captain America didn't do too bad.
Captain America was okay. It wasn't that bad of a game. I did play it.
I bought it mainly because I was like, all right, it's Sega, so I have to buy it. And it's Captain America, so I'll try it out. And it was the first time in a long time where I've gotten home with a Sega game and went, oh my god, this is not terrible.
Yeah, but
the world.
I don't understand Sega. I just don't. But that's a whole nother rant for another day.
Yeah, it's just that time of the year again for them to go to the Sonic tree and shake it off.
Let's make a quick buck with the Sonic games. But oh well, you know, whatever. I guess at this point,
Sonic goes to Starbucks. The video game.
That game would literally be 20 seconds long.
It would be a free ISO game from Starbucks.
You thought Sonic was fast before. Wait till he's caffeinated.
Oh, Lord. That would be hilarious. And other EA news. Man, this is really an EA news-filled thing. I did not realize that when I was typing it up. But EA got the rights to the Star Wars games from Disney. So EA will be making all Star Wars games from here on out. They can't screw this up, can they?
Well, I don't know. The one thing that really makes me excited about this, DICE, mm-hmm. Visceral, and BioWare are supposedly all doing Star Wars games already.
Yes.
BioWare and Star Wars?
Okay.
Any of those DICE and Star Wars like do like a Battlefront kind of game?
DICE did a new Battlefront, take my money now.
Or, you know, do Visceral do sort of like a Bounty Hunter Star Wars if they took over 1313 or something?
Exactly.
You know, BioWare doing a more RPG-style game, like, it could be freaking awesome.
I hope so.
It could also be totally screwed up, but...
I hope so.
I prefer to be excited about it.
Yeah.
Let's see a Jedi Knight. That's what
exactly.
HD, bring it back. But Coder 2, I'd take that. Battlefront, take that. Maybe some TIE Fighter.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
But, of course, EA would probably do something to goober it.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. But I it doesn't surprise me that EA is the one that's going to be, you know, the only ones bringing out. They're the only ones next to Activision that actually have the money to buy the rights to do it anyway. So, you know, if DICE has got their fingers in it, it'll be okay. BioWare, I love BioWare, but they really stumbled the past couple games they brought out. You know, Dragon Age 2 was not that great. Knights of the Old Republic.
I love Dragon Age.
It was okay, but it was not as good as first.
Mass Effect 3 was really good, though.
It was.
No, yeah.
I mean, even compare, you know, the fanboy stuff, but it was still good. You know, but, you know, it's like...
Oh, there's some angry people.
Yeah, there are. There are a lot of angry people over that, but...
There's a lot of angry people that LucasArts got sold.
For no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree.
Totally agree.
That's what irritates me. It's like, you know, all they have to do is crank out like two games and they could turn around and make things profitable.
Exactly.
Again.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Logic.
Yeah, once again, logic.
Yeah.
But that would be too easy.
Hi, here's Star Wars Connect. Oh, that's excellent. How is that? Although that game did sell well, probably.
It did sell well, but man, it was garbage.
I saw that at PAX and went, yeah, no, I'm not even going to go try that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It probably just sold well because that gorgeous console that they sold it with.
I wanted that.
No, it's all about the like the dancing scenes in that game.
Oh, that was so great. I mean, it wasn't great as in good. It was like I was watching a terrible movie and I was enjoying it so much.
All right, and one last little bit of news that I found very interesting. One of the things that came out of the Sony press conference-y thing that they did for Last of Us, The Last of Us Wednesday, they announced that, you know, it will be a day one download on the PSN network, and it will be about a 20 to 25 gig download. But the big thing is once the download reaches 50%, the game will be playable.
That is pretty cool, actually.
I think this is very, very smart because it's something that's supposed to be with the PS4,
right,
and it's giving everybody a taste of it. Say they're using one of their big games to sort of push this and say, hey, this is what's possible. So everyone who already has a PS3 will say, hey, this is really nice. I like this. Well, I'm even more likely to get a PS4.
I agree with that.
Because I really want to do this.
But I agree with that. But I will play conspiracy theory and say, why couldn't...
It's not going to work.
Well, no. If they could do this now, why couldn't they have done it before?
Oh, no reason.
Exactly. So, to me, it's like, wait a minute. We could do this on PlayStation 3? Why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
Because big companies are only smart sometimes, and they probably look back at it and be like, oh, duh, why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah.
Let's treat their good ideas like they do DLC. Why would I give it to you now when you'll pay for it later?
That's true. You're absolutely right about that. But I thought that was very
yeah,
cool.
I definitely think that's why mm-hmm. they're doing this. It's as a tease for mm-hmm. the PS4. Like, look, it's what's possible. You know you want our system. You'll get the next one because you can do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Now if they can just let me stream that game to my Vita right now, I'm sold.
You're in. I'm in.
Full in. New releases this week. Not too much coming out. Resident Evil Revelations coming out. Finally, Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal Assault for the Vita is coming out 6 months after the disc version came out. Holy fright. I don't know what the holdup has been with that.
What are you talking about? That's timely.
Oh my gosh. You know, I bought that game for $20 when it came out, just for the Vita version, and I bought the disc version because you get the Vita version and the PlayStation 3 version on the disc. Put the disc mm-hmm. in, the Vita version is not there. That was 6 months ago. It's been sitting on the shelf. I'm like, when's this game coming out? So,
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Have they said why it's taken that long?
No word. Just
maybe they're like, oh yeah, we forgot we had to make a Vita version.
Well, you know, what's funny is the announcement came out the other day on the blog that was going to be out, and they were actually putting some free DLC with the game for the online part of it. They said their North Carolina offices had been working on this for blah, 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 blah. I was like, there is an office for Insomniac in North Carolina? I had no idea.
You know that? They've been here for about
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
I had to go digging.
I actually applied for work there. I never heard anything back. Really? But I did apply there.
I had no idea.
Because I was like, hey, I'd like to work for Insomniac, and they, you know, never called me, so it makes me sad. But I did know that they were here.
I had no idea. Other games coming out, Call of Juarez Gunslinger is coming out on PSN and Xbox Live. You know what? That actually looks kind of cool. It looks a lot more Red Dead-y than
Call of Juarez crappy.
Did you play the first one?
Actually, I didn't. I played the second one.
Oh, no. The second one was horrible. The first one was tolerable. The first one wasn't bad. This one looks a lot more like the first one than it does the second one, so...
He says it was tolerable.
All right,
well,
no, I liked it.
It's $2 at GameStop tolerable.
Yeah, it may be. It could be $2 at GameStop.
You know what I should do is I should take like $10, go to GameStop and find out how many either PS3, 360 or Wii games I can get for $10. Like if I can get like, you know, 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. See how crappy they really are. See if they're worth it.
Man, if you want to up your Madden collection, you will be a king in that store.
I will. Madden 07 and 08, what's changed?
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to go on GameStop.com right now, and let's see what games that you could possibly buy for $10. Let's go down here into pre-owned, and I'm sure they are going to be the ones on the top of the list, so let's do them by popularity. Or no, let's go lowest price. Let's see. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of PSN game or PSP games in that. When you do it that way, that is not good. Oh Lord. Okay, that's not a good way to do it because that didn't work right. But you know, like I said, that Max. I know that Eat Lead game was $5. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? Ooh, that's $30. Wow, Dead Space used is $30? Why is that so much?
Yeah. I went in there the other
first
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that so expensive?
What else is it?
Well, is it popular?
Of it around or something. Who knows?
That's just weird. I mean, that just seems...
Sometimes the pricing is weird. Yeah.
Well, Left 4 Dead, I walked in there the other day and Left 4 Dead is still like $30. Second
really?
One is $40. Yeah.
Wow.
You just gotta go.
That's... crazy. Some of the air right now you're looking at this, some of these games prices are just really strange. You know, like Infamous is still $17. Really? Wow. Far Cry 3 is $54 used. I figure you can get it new for way cheaper than that. Oh well, that was a way bad idea because you cannot find any
cheap
games.
And then sometimes you'll find really good deals.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't have to say, you know, all of us have reasons to dislike GameStop.
Well,
but sometimes you can get a pretty good deal.
Sometimes you can. I mean, I've started to go back towards GameStop again. It also helps that one of the managers that I knew is back at the GameStop here in my town, so that helps.
So he's hooking you up with free stuff?
Well, I wouldn't say she's hooking me up with free stuff, but she's helping me out with some stuff, you know.
Boom. Well, that's all nice.
I know. I remember when somebody else used to help me out, but we won't go there.
That's probably why I'm not there.
Probably
anymore.
Not. It's my fault.
It's all your fault.
All right.
I like it when GameStop calls me and tells me about how much credit I have.
Oh, really? See, they...
I'm like, I'm going to spend it eventually. Quit bothering me.
They still have my old phone number, so I don't get phone calls from them.
I should put my Google Voice number on
there. I don't get phone calls from them. I get emails from them saying, you have $56 worth of games. Well, yeah, that's like 7 games.
It's also really creepy that you're looking through my game collection.
Yeah. Do you know you have over $300 in GameStop credit? That's what they like to call and tell me. I'm like, I know I do. I'll spend it eventually. Leave me alone.
Look, dude, new system's coming out. I'll spend it. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly.
Overly attached GameStop.
Oh, well. Yeah, they just don't want to let go.
It's always good.
All right. Anything else? The only other thing I put down was to remind everybody that the next Xbox reveal is the 21st. It's streaming.
I'll have to check it out.
It's going
to
be...
So if you want to know about the Xbox YOLO. Tune in.
Get out.
The
Xbox 720 or Infinity or the Xbox, whatever they're going to call it.
That's I think that's funny that the name Infinity is thrown around now, because that was I was on a Reddit the other day, or you know, scum of the internet. But a Reddit user photoshopped a fake Xbox mock-up that said Xbox Infinity, and that's why everybody's calling it now. IGN, Kotaku, all those sites were reporting it, and it was just some guy who was making a fake logo because he thought it'd be neat.
Did you guys see the fake PlayStation 4 commercial that was on the internet the other day? That it was like,
is it two PS3s glued?
It almost looked that way. It was like a box with a light all the way around the middle of it, like a light line. It was really weird looking. I was like, there ain't no way that's the console, because it looked like a shoebox. I was like, there ain't no way. There is no way.
See, that's one thing that I think that Xbox is doing, well, supposedly going to do better, is this is all going to be about the hardware and the system, and then E3 will be all about the games.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what they say. Woof.
Then again, you know, PlayStation could do that too. It's like, oh, here's the box, and spend like 2 seconds on it, because who cares what it looks like, really?
No, I don't. I mean, and here's what's going to happen. Microsoft's going to come out. They're going to show the Xbox. They're going to say, hey, it's $4.99. You know, you can buy it on such and such day. And then 2 days later, Sony's going to come out and go, oh, hey, by the way, our system's $4.99 too. We knew that all along. That was the plan. We were just waiting to see whatever.
We're not copying anybody at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys hear, random fact, that June 1st is the last day GameStop will be taking PS2
trends. Yes, I heard that. So.
You know, back, I remember, John, when me and you worked there, that we were dreaming about this day, and now we don't even get to enjoy it.
Oh, my God. I will never forget some nights people would bring in just stacks and stacks of...
You're just giving me 50 cents for Madden 2?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's being gracious.
Yeah, really. Because it was just going to be a coaster by the end of the night anyway, because it was all scratched up and didn't play. So.
Yep.
No, my favorite is... Speaking of GameStop, it's like to go in there, you know, maybe browse a little, think about spending some money, and they got some guy up there in the counter complaining about how he bought this new game, and some reason his kid or his 360 scratched it. Now it won't play, and it's GameStop's responsibility to... It's like, wait, you took the game home, opened it up, put it in your 360, and then it had a problem?
Mm-hmm. And it was magically a round circle, which means you moved your system.
Did you by chance move your 360? Mm-hmm.
I have an interesting theory about this.
Yeah, but those poor... I feel bad for the GameStop guys sometimes, because they just... customers are very, very
yes,
annoying.
Yes, they are.
It's like, really?
Mm-hmm. I can say that with conviction. Mm-hmm. That is the most truth. If any truth has come out of this episode, that is the truth that Eric speaks.
Customers can be annoying. It's like any
job. It is.
I work in IT tech support. I get phone calls all the time.
We have plenty of horror stories that we could probably fill up a couple of episodes with.
That's why we need to do a show about GameStop.
Oh, I... call me. Let me know.
I want to hear about the horror stories. I want to hear about you opening, you know, boxes and finding cockroaches in it, things like that.
That happened.
Where did you keep your Xbox? In the garage.
Yeah, and then he wondered why I wouldn't take it.
Why it wouldn't power up and why it smelled like burning.
Alex, were you there the night that the... You weren't there the night that the fire extinguisher went off, did you?
No, but I came in the next day and the aftermath was hilarious.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you that story sometime about the fire extinguisher going off in the store. That was very...
What was that other... There was another story I remember about the guy who hired me was standing behind the counter and slipped on some...
Cord. Well, that's because I threw some posters in the floor and they were a little slick and I went around the corner and slipped and fell in the floor and it caught it all camera.
Except that we kept rewinding it, playing it again so that it looked like you kept getting back up and kept falling, and that was my lunch break.
Yeah, you guys did. I'll never forget that. That was funny. I wished I still had it so I could put it on YouTube and get like a bazillion hits out of it. Oh, well. But
you could quit your day
job. I could quit my day job and just be the YouTube falling down guy.
Well, you just need to go buy a Powerball ticket.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what that's up to. Last I heard it was like...
600. And if nobody wins like from the drawing today, it will be like the highest jackpot of anything in the lottery U.S. history.
That's crazy. That's
ridiculous.
It's already a record for Powerball by a bit, but...
I want to...
It's just a ridiculous amount of money.
I can't imagine how many tickets they've sold today. I really can't.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure anyone who works at a convenience store did not want to come to work today.
Have. I'd have called out. Oh, I can't come in today. Oh, no, I cannot come in to work.
I'm sick.
Because, you know, even like after the drawing earlier this week, there's been some the last couple days, but everyone's going to do it last second. Like, oh, crap, Saturday. Oh, gotta go get some.
Like Christmas.
Yep, exactly. All right. Well, if nobody's got anything else, Eric, why don't you read us out of here like you always do?
All right. Well, you can visit the website at gamingoutsiders.com. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is @GO_podcast. The site is @GamingOutsiders. John is @JCMeadows94, and I am @Cube00.
All right.
That's all we have.
Cool. Well, I'd like to thank Alex for...
Don't forget to email us, GamingOutsidersPodcast.
Yes, don't forget the email. The email is very important. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that.
Don't forget it, because nobody ever does.
So keep it up.
Anyway, I'd like to thank Alex for being here tonight. It was fun.
It really was. Thanks for having me. Yes. I'm kind of a little bit of a fanboy. I've listened to every podcast ever since you guys started, so it's fun.
Nice. You and one other person, right?
Yeah, well, it's what I listen to at work most mornings. So
cool, I appreciate it.
And John gets angry text messages when you guys don't put up
any more. I do. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. I see a text message from Alex while I'm working. Why am I shit? Look, dude, I'm busy.
Well, I'm not.
I know. That's okay. All right. Well, we'll have to have you back again sometime for sure. All right. Well, guys, we're going to call it a night. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week, hopefully next week, so we can report on all the good Xbox goodness we'll hopefully be talking about. And take care, and we'll catch you guys next week.
See you later.
Play the music. Oh, do we not have music?